Thank you. Hello and Merry Christmas. I'm Pastor Stephanie Kidwell, and it is my pleasure to welcome you here to Mountain View this evening. I want to let you know that up here in the front is activities and things for children. So if you have children with you this evening and they need a break, they are welcome to come down front and spend some time here. We have that available every Sunday. This next Sunday on the 29th, we're having a special schedule, and we want to invite you to be a part of that. At 9 o'clock, we'll start serving pancakes all the way up until 10, and then we'll have our worship service at 10:30. We also would invite you on February 2nd to join us to celebrate 60 years here on Ponca Place, and we would love to have you be here. Our bishop will be a part of that celebration with us. There are many announcements and information for you in our bulletin. Please take that home with you. If you ever have questions about anything and you want to know how you can be involved here, feel free to check in with the office. It's my pleasure this evening to introduce to you Jim and Joni Calhoun, who will be leading us in lighting our Advent candles this evening.
Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to be the one to be the ruler in Israel. The Episcopalian priest, Phillips Brooks, in 1868, wrote this beautiful carol that captures the wonder of the infant king. Louis Redner added the melody that has the feel of a lullaby. Together, they allow us to approach the baby's manger and take a peek inside. The third verse describes the miracle of the moment we celebrate tonight. How silently, the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. As we light the candle of Christ, may we carry the light of our redemption into the world, that all people may catch the Spirit. Let us pray the unison prayer. Jesus, our Messiah, we celebrate your arrival with gratitude. Our lives are marked by your light, even when our circumstance may prove to the contrary. May we hold this light in our heart and reflect it to a darkened world in the year to come. Amen.
Gracious and loving God, pour out your spirit gathered on us in this place, that we would feel your presence as we celebrate, that we would feel your presence and bring it forth. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, we come this evening to hear the story, to hear it unfold from the prophecies to Mary engaged to Joseph, to the birth of the babe, to peace being spread on that silent night. We come from our busy day, our busy evening, to stop for a moment, to stop and hear, to understand and know the reason that we come this evening. The story, the important part of our lives, help us to remember, to hear and to listen for all of the parts, including our own role in the story. Be with us this evening. Amen.
through 9. You can find it on the Bible in your pew on page 558. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand over the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
The second reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, and can be found on pages 832 and 833. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Christian friends, rejoice and find themselves at home. third reading is from Luke 2:8-14, Bible page 833. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
We come this evening to remember the great gift that God gave us, the offering of his Son, the baby born among us. We come also able to return our gifts to God, I would invite the ushers to come and receive the gifts that you would return this evening.
Our next scripture reading comes from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 15 through 20, located on page 833 in your Bible. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
There's a star in the up, shepherd, and follow. it will lead to the place where the Savior's born. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your ewes and leave your lambs. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your sheep and leave your rams. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. If you take good heed to the angel's word, rise up, shepherd, and follow. You'll forget your flock, you'll forget your herd. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Shepherd, and follow. Leave your sheep and leave your rams. Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
Thank you, Steve. That was beautiful. This time of year is filled with lists. Do any of you have any? Have you made a list this season? Oh, there's the gift list, of course, making sure you got everyone covered. The Christmas card list, for those of you who still do those. There's the grocery list. That one. There is the music list, and there are all kinds of lists. There's the list to not forget the list. Did any of you have a list in the last few weeks? We at the church have lists too, believe it or not, to make sure we don't forget anything, to make sure that everything is covered. So we know you can understand and relate to that. And one of the things that we said was, the shepherd scripture, what song would go with the shepherd scripture? How can we check that off? And Steve said, well, I could sing. And I said, that'd be wonderful. That's one of my favorites. Good, check mark, put that on the list and take care of it. And it was beautiful. But it was on the list. And we have so many of them around here in my own life, and you all are nodding and laughing, so I know that there have been lists. These days we can play like we don't have them, though, can't we? Because we hide them. They're not pieces of paper anymore. We have our list hidden here in our phone. That list that nobody else can see unless they know your password or have your thumb. And we play like maybe we don't have those as much anymore, but we do. I can tell you're all now thinking about only your list, and are there things that you forgot because it's almost too late? There's a few things still open tonight after the service. I'm not sure what they are, but there's a few moments. But you know what I want to tell you about? I want to tell you to forget about it. Just forget the list and stop worrying about it. Because if you haven't done it, it doesn't matter. It probably wasn't that important. It doesn't matter. There's no more things you can buy. There are no more people you can reach out to in this moment with a card. It's too late. The lists are over. So stop trying to remember them and put them aside. Put them away now and think about why we're here. Why are we here tonight? Now, for some of you, maybe it was on your list. Go to church. Check. Make sure I get to church. But that's not really why you came, not just because it was on your list, not just because you always come to church on Christmas Eve. There was something else, wasn't there? Have you ever thought about that list? The list of why you are here tonight. To hear Luke 2 read, and thank you all who helped do that. To understand the story again, to see the tree. Some of you are here because the best part's yet to come, and that's when we sing Silent Night. Don't worry, it's on the list. And the candles, and the beauty, and that's why you came. To remember every year what this looks like. To remember all about Christmas and the story. Because it's not about all those things on all those lists. One of the pieces that I love about the song that Steve sang for you is it says, you'll forget about your ewes, you'll forget about your rams, you'll leave your flock. That doesn't sound good, actually. That was their job. Their job was to tend the sheep. And shepherds were not exactly well loved. They were pretty much the bottom of the pile. They were a job that nobody wanted. Nobody aspired to be a shepherd. It was a hard job. It was a dirty job. You were far away and isolated. And most of us cannot relate to that. Oh, there may be a few shepherds in the bunch, but I don't see many. But what we can relate to is responsibility. Do any of you have that on your lists, the responsibilities you have? Do you have those? Some of you still are working and you have those responsibilities. Some of you are retired, but somehow I hear from retired folk that their responsibilities are just as great, if not more so. You have responsibilities to children, to the ones you brought with you this evening, to the people in your lives. Do you have responsibilities? We all do. And what this song said is get up and walk away from them. How many of you have an employer or have had an employer where if you just said, I'm done, and walked away, they'd say, oh, come back tomorrow. Doesn't work that way, does it? We all know that. How many of you who have children say, oh, you know, we'll feed you next Thursday. It doesn't work that way, does it? Some of you are still students, and how many of you said to a professor or to a teacher, you know, you're just not going to make my list today. I'll come back to school in a week or two. It doesn't work. And yet the scripture is saying, get up and walk away from it all. Follow. Follow the star. Follow the angel's song. Get up and go. And many people would say, I don't know. It's a bad idea. Now, the story says that they did follow. They ran to see. What did they run to see? They went to see the baby in the manger. They ran to see the baby. They left the sheep on the hillside. They didn't care. Or maybe they did care about something bigger, something greater, something more important than all of their responsibilities, than all of their lists. Maybe they cared about the message that they were hearing. Rise up and follow. I don't want to add anything else to any of your to-do lists. I don't want to add any more responsibilities this night to your lives. But maybe there's a lesson here from the shepherds. Rise up and follow. Leave the things that are bothering you. Leave responsibilities that aren't important. And I'm not talking about your job, your livelihood, your children, your schoolwork, any of those things. But those lists that get in our way, maybe we need to make a new list. So on your phone, in your head, on your paper, wherever you make lists, and it says stop and look around. And see what's truly important. And rise up and run to that which is truly important. And tonight we know it's the babe in the manger, but what about that so important? The story of the birth of the one who's to bring hope and peace and love in the world. And to make time for that, shepherds. To make time for that, people of Boulder, here at Mountain View tonight. Take time to rise up, to follow, to understand and know. Because all of those lists in the end up gone. Some filled and some not. But there's one thing that should make us stop. One thing that should make us stop and do that which is important. And that's to run to see the babe that was born, to follow, to rise up. How will you live out this night in the days ahead? Because it's important to be here tonight, to come with your family and your friends and to light candles and to sing and to pray and to remember the story. But what about tomorrow morning? And the day after that, and the day after that, and somewhere in the middle of January when we're tired of winter. That's when we have to remember the thing on our list that is important. And that's rising up and following that which is important, the Savior born tonight. I pray for you all a very Merry Christmas. I pray for you all lists that are completed. But I pray for you an opportunity to follow that which is important, to rise up, and to be in those places in life where you make a difference and where you can share with others the importance of the babe. Amen. We come to that time where we light our candles, where we sing Silent Night, and where we remember the light that Christ brings into the world. In a moment, we will stand as we sing Silent Night, and the light will be brought to you. If your candle is lit, keep it upright. Let the other person bring their light into you. On that last verse, let's rise those lights high to sing and to remember and to praise God. I invite you to stand as you are able to prepare to receive the light of Christ as we sing together Silent Night. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Go from this place and proclaim, Merry Christmas!
Thank you. Would you all thank Susan and thank Jerry? Pass that back to Susan, please.